is the wrong tool to fix a desk lamp. Looks like Freddy's gonna be doing his homework in the dark. Okay, next on iCarly,
we're introducing a new segment, which we call
Great Moments in Kid History.
Tonight's episode, The Tantrum. Since the dawn of time, kids have wanted things.
And parents have said no.
Until one brave little cave girl changed the world forever.
Archaeologists recently dug up this prehistoric DVD.
It shows the cave girl's courageous story.
Play it.
No problem.
Onga! Onga Dunga!
Waga! Waga Unga!
Mom? Dad? Can I have a dinosaur?
No. I'm sorry, baby.
I'm afraid you can't have a dinosaur.
Dinosaur! 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 Dinosaur!
That's really inappropriate!
Dinosaur! Dinosaur! Dinosaur!
All right! Dinosaur!
You can have a dinosaur!
Unga.
And thus,
the tantrum was born. Okay, as you know, we've been running a contest to find the iCarly viewers who look the most like me, Sam, and Freddy.
And tonight, we're gonna show you our top three picks for the best lookalikes here in Seattle.
So I'm gonna stand by this monitor.
And Freddy will show us a local girl who looks a lot like Carly.
Here comes the Carly lookalike.
Not a bad match.
Okay, now you come stand here.
Okie doo.
Freddy, let's see the girl who looks the most like Sam.
Here she comes.
Pretty close.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Okay, Freddy, it's your turn. Get over here. And now, the Freddy look-alike. Hey, that guy does look a lot like Freddy.
Oh, wait, I got the wrong pick. Here. There, now that dude looks like Freddy.
Get him off the monitor.
Okay, sorry. Ooh, here's an exact match. Look, they're like twins!
All right, that's it. Would it kill you to just show me a little bit of respect?
I
knew it was a mistake to let you touch my
computer.
I do not look like a toilet.
Honestly, you gotta tell me. You know the thing that goes
on the
ground on the toilet?
One of these days, you are gonna push me. Why does she have to always be the one who antagonizes?
Right.
Well, stop arguing.
Unga.
In 5, 4, 3,
I know, you see, somehow the world will change for me and be so wonderful. Live life, breathe air, I know somehow we're gonna get there and feel so wonderful. It's all for real, I'm telling you just how I feel. So wake up.
Great iCarly tonight.
Thanks.
Well, gracias. I'm gonna check our feedback.
Good idea. I'm gonna check the fridge.
What's this for? New sculpture?
Yeah, and don't ask what it is, because it's a surprise. What is wrong with my purple paint?
No way.
What?
I was just checking our feedback, and look who wrote us. Kevin Colt.
You mean the Kevin Colt who I've never heard of?
You've heard of his dad.
Who's his dad?
Jackson Colt.
Get out! Don't you lie to Mama.
Who's Jackson Colt?
What?
What?
And why the simultaneous what?
Jackson Colt's like one of the top 10 fighters in the MMA.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy. What did his son say?
That his dad's fighting in Seattle this
week. Mo! Whoa! Kevin says he's a big fan of ours and wants to come meet us.
Cool. Hey, we should ask him if we can interview his dad for iCarly.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Hey, Freddy, bring me that screwdriver, would you? I think the nozzle on this paint can is jammed.
Sure.
Thanks.
That can is pressurized. Be careful.
No!
I have to meet Jackson Colt. He's got this one move called the shoulder crunch, and I need to learn how to do it.
Yeah, I bet he can teach you all kinds of new ways to hurt people.
I know!
Man, if we get to interview Jackson Colt on iCarly, it'd be the coolest thing we ever... Oh!
Could someone bring me a tissue?
Hey, ready, hold this. I took it out of Carter Ford's locker.
Why'd you steal Carter's basketball?
Because I think he's cute.
Well, you're gonna think this email's a lot cuter.
What? Grow hair anytime, anywhere?
Oh, there.
Kevin got us tickets to the MMA fight!
Yeah.
And we get to hang out with him and his dad backstage. We're gonna meet Jackson Colt!
And Kevin said we get to interview him for iCarly.
Ah, this is perfect. We do a little interview, we eat some nachos, we watch huge dudes punch each other in the face.
Excuse me, who's punching who in the face?
Mom, what are you doing here?
You forgot your ointment.
It stopped itching.
Itches can come back.
Please let his itch come back.
Who's fighting?
Look, it's no big deal. We're gonna do iCarly from an MMA fight.
Mixed martial arts? Oh, no. My Freddy's not going anywhere near one of those brutal fights.
Ugh, why do you always gotta irritate everybody?
Come on, Mom, they can't do the show without me.
You've never even seen an MMA fight.
I don't have to. I know that exposure to violence is very bad for a teenage boy's development.
Says who?
I read it on aggressiveparenting.com.
Why'd you take my ball?
What? Oh, no, I didn't.
That's for stealing my ball.
Excuse me, I happen to be his mother.
And that's for giving birth to him.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey, kiddo.
Oh, Sam and Freddy are here.
When aren't they here?
Good point.
So true.
Oh, I brought you a present from the Groovy Smoothie.
Please be a smoothie.
It's a smoother.
Yay! Awesome, thanks.
Okay, what is this sculpture?
It's a gigantic version of Newton balls!
Newton
balls?
Here, watch. Look at that, huh? Sir Isaac Newton theorized the behavior of a pendulum follows from the conservation of momentum and kinetic energy, only in the case of two pendulums. But in a case where you at, where'd you go?
We got bored. You guys, we have to do iCarly from that MMA fight.
My mom won't let me go.
Yeah, no offense, Freddy, but your mom is horrible.
How could I be offended by that?
Can we just try to figure something out? What if Freddy's mom had a little accident?
What?
My Uncle Carmine?
We're not paying your Uncle Carmine to hurt Freddy's mom. Well, he's not gonna do it for free.
Hey, why don't we get Spencer to talk to her?
Hey, can you do us a favor?
Sure, what you need?
We want to do an interview for iCarly backstage at a mixed martial arts fight.
And Freddy's freakish mother won't let him go.
What do you say about her when I'm not in the room?
Will you just talk to Mrs. Benson and try to change her mind?
I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Come on, the worst she can do is say no.
Right, but... Okay, you're not gonna love hearing this, but I kind of agree with her.
Huh?
I don't want you going to that fight either.
You're kidding, right?
No, I'm serious.
Spencer?
Look, I've seen those MMA fights. They can get really rough. I don't think it's a place for kids.
Okay, when did you suddenly turn uncool?
When did you turn into a little baby who yells at me the first time she doesn't get what she wants?
Right when you stopped giving me what I want!
We're gonna go.
No, it's fine. We're just having a discussion, and I'm going to that fight!
No, you're not. Look, I'm sorry you're upset, but I'm in charge here. You're the kid, and I'm the adult. You give me that back right now!
No, I bought it!
You gave it to me as a present!
Let me go to that MMA fight!
I'm not going to that fight!
Then you're not getting the smoothie
back!
Don't
be such a big baby!
I can't believe you tried to ruin this for me!
It's my job to keep you safe!
You don't deserve this smoothie!
Give me that smoothie back right now! Don't touch my Newton balls!
I don't know if we should do this. Should we do this? I don't know if we should do this.
We should, and we are.
But what if it doesn't work? It's gonna work. What's Kevin saying?
He and his dad just got there. The fights don't start for another hour and a half.
Awesome. Tonight is gonna be insane.
You know, I've never snuck out before. Not once in my whole life.
I have. Once.
Really?
What happened?
Walked out the front door of the building. Saw a hobo. Ran back inside.
You are one crazy motorboat, kid.
Are you guys sure we should do this?
Yes, our plan is foolproof.
Unless it doesn't work.
It's gonna work.
How can you be so sure? Like, what if...
Ready?
This is totally gonna work. Wow. This is kind of amazing.
Yeah. Not exactly clones, but close.
Uh-huh. That's a pretty good match.
Totally. Hey, when did Freddy start looking so hot?
Okay, this chick is nothing like me.
Oh, come on. You guys could be sisters.
You ever been arrested?
No.
We cannot be related.
Hey, we should leave soon.
Yeah. Okay, this is the plan. We're gonna sneak out of here and go to the MMA fight.
Ew, fighting's so icky. Oi, how can we look alike?
Wait. I thought you guys invited us here to be on iCarly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Sam said in her email.
Uh-huh. Sam!
Why'd you tell him that?
Because I thought that might not come if I told him they were just going to be locked in a room all night with nothing to do. You
what?
Can't blame
me. Locked in a room?
Hold on.
All right. We just need you guys to stay up here tonight and pretend to be us.
Just in case my mom or Carly's brother comes up here.
And what's in it for us?
$20 a piece?
50. Sure, now she's like me.
Fine. 50 each.
Okay, and what are we supposed to do?
Just stay up here with the door locked.
Freddy's gonna fix the elevator when we get downstairs so it won't open on this floor.
Now, if my brother Spencer comes up, here's what you do. Freddy?
This way, please. Okay, we have recorded 200 probable responses to anything Spencer might say. So you just scroll up and down this list and click on any of these phrases.
Just show him.
All right, pretend you're Spencer and ask me a question.
You guys want to order a pizza?
Oh, okay,
No, thanks, we're good.
Nice. Oh.
All right, now give me a harder one.
Hey, Freddy, it's me, Spencer. Can I borrow your ointment?
Sorry, this isn't a good time, but thanks for asking. See? Oh, and here's a Sam response that works for almost any question.
I don't know, just bring me a bucket of fried chicken.
Okay, we gotta leave. We're really counting on you guys.
No worries.
Hey, what's this one?
Test, 1, 2, check, check. I love you, Carly. Love you. Love. I was checking the mic. Come on.
Wait, no, I
don't touch it. Don't touch it.
That one looks funny.
I love you, Carly. Love you. Love.
This place is intense.
Yeah. These guys are like superhuman. You realize most of them could kill Freddy with one punch?
Are you still seeing that teen therapist every week to discuss your issues?
Yeah, why?
It's not working.
Just because these fighters are all big and tough doesn't mean they're not regular people. Hi. Where'd you get the sushi?
This ain't sushi. Hi, I'm Dr. Doty. Hey, can you sew my ear back on? Sure.
Hey, Jackson Gold!
Hey, iCarly!
Hi!
What's up?
You're Kevin?
That's me.
Thanks so much for letting us come.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Thanks. I'm a huge fan of iCarly. So is my dad.
Really?
Seriously?
No way.
Oh, yeah. Random dancing. You girls kill me.
Wow, that is so nice. He's so nice.
I'm sorry, Mr. Colt, but they were out of the meatloaf, so I got you the fish.
So, you ready to do the interview?
I love this guy.
Carly! Carly! Sam, Freddy!
Come on, you guys.
Come on, I know you guys are mad I wouldn't let you go to the fight, but you don't have to lock the door.
Quick, click on our response. I'm looking for the right one. Hurry!
Guys, I'm sorry you couldn't go to the fight, but come on, I made some cubed fruit.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said I made some cubed fruit!
No, thanks. We don't want any cubed fruit.
All right. Well, I got some kung fu movies. You guys want to watch them with me?
Oh. I'll call Granddad back later.
Okay. I didn't know Granddad called. You guys want to watch the movies with me?
You're so funny.
Thanks. It wasn't a joke, really. It was more of a straightforward question. Look, if you guys are still mad, I, you know...
Just leave the package out there.
Package?
Are you guys messing with me?
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
I don't know, just bring me a bucket of fried chicken.
All right, if you guys are mad at me, you can tell me to my face instead of holy similar! Okay, who, what are, what up?
Okay, and 23 inches, Sam.
21 inches.
Okay, iCarly fans, that proves it. Jackson Colt's bicep is bigger than Sam's head. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Hey! Yeah, uh-oh. Are you crazy?
I told him we should stay home tonight.
Sam.
Hey, we're doing an interview for iCarly.
No, the interview is over. Freddie, turn off the camera.
But we're live.
Spencer.
You just be quiet.
Hey! Don't talk to the little girl that way.
I happen to be her.
I don't care who you are.
Whoa, look at your hand. That is the beefiest hand I've ever seen. Look at it, it's like a baseball mitt.
Spencer.
Oh, now you're making fun of my hand.
All right, don't try to intimidate me. I am a citizen of Seattle, and I am taking these kids home right now because I told them, oh God, I'm afraid. Wait.
We'll be right back. Okay, just bring him right in here.
Where you want him?
Just put him on that couch.
Sure beans.
Spencer!
flip him. Get the legs.
What has he been eating?
Yeah. Whoa. There we go. Get his legs off me!
There.
Thanks.
Yeah, and again, I'm really sorry I didn't know he was your brother.
Hey, don't worry about it.
Are you sure he's gonna be okay?
Oh, yeah. I didn't throw him hard enough to kill him or nothing.
I know he'll appreciate that.
Yeah.
Hey, should we go finish the show? You know, tell all the iCarly fans that Spencer's okay?
Yeah, we probably should.
You guys going up to do iCarly?
Yeah.
Why?
I was just thinking. Maybe me and the biceps could.
And here it is one more time in slow motion. Yep, that was Carly's brother, airborne.
But no worries, the doctor said Spencer's gonna regain consciousness any minute.
Okay, before we go. Uh-oh, looks like it's time for...
Random Dances!
With Jackson Cole!
The Bronx!
Ooh, it's Jackson Cole!
I mean it, Carly. You're grounded for two weeks.
Why is Jackson Colt dancing with a bra?
Okay, ready?
Go.
What do you do if your foot catches on fire?
Go to iCarly.com.
Correct. What do you do if a bear swallows your little brother?
Go to iCarly.com.
Yes. What do you do if you can't find your pants?
Go to iCarly.com.
Good girl. What do you do if a bear catches on fire, then swallows your pants?
Go to iCarly.com.
Exactly. What do you do
if... Go to iCarly.com.
How'd you know?
Had a feeling.
Want to get some chicken wings?
Yep.